Two Palestinians have been shot dead by Israeli troops during an incursion into the occupied West Bank. The first Palestinian was killed after Israeli forces raided the village of Kfar Naimah at midnight near the city of Ramallah. The army says the victim was a member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement. Two others were also detained during the raid. Following the clashes in this village, Israeli forces shot and killed a second Palestinian man. A correspondent from occupied Ramallah, Nell Burton, joins us to tell us more about this. Well, Nell, here we have two Palestinians that have been killed. Tell us more.
Yes, of course. Now, there was a large shootout near the village of Belain in Kfar Naimah this morning, which is a large agricultural area that has been razed to the ground very recently by Israeli soldiers. Now, the Israeli soldiers raided the area under the so-called auspices of gaining what they call a terrorist, someone who, you know, they blame for the bomb that happened last year during the war on Gaza, during Israel's war on Gaza, where somebody had planted a bomb on a bus inside of Tel Aviv. Now, they didn't show, you know, any proof of this, and they didn't try to hold this man accountable. What they did do is, in the early hours of the morning, they stormed the area with many military vehicles and started firing upon the 24-year-old Mohammed Assi, who took to hiding in a cave. The fighting continued, and he replied, you know, with shooting, with bullets, until eventually they shot and killed him, and now they've taken his body, you know, to Israel. The second martyr, the information that we have so far is that this man was run over by an illegal Israeli settler living in the area of Kalkilia during the celebration during Eid. Now, this man had been in hospital with quite serious wounds since that time, and today, this morning, he was pronounced dead.
Very well. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for that. That's our correspondent, Nell Burton, talking to us from occupied Ramallah.